is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Canada. To Vancouver, Canada, to speak with Jonathan Roth, the editor-in-chief of RothResearch.com, observing the news to the east about the truckers and the challenge to authority in Ottawa. Bloomberg reporting, truckers who have paralyzed Canada's capital and gripped the attention of Elon Musk in their outcry against vaccine mandates are ready to risk their trucks being impounded and bank accounts frozen in defiance of Justin Trudeau's effort to clear protests with an emergency law. We are well down the road of the fog of politics, so I asked Jonathan's help to where this came from and what this means about Canada here at the end or the apparent end of the pandemic. Jonathan, a very good evening to you. I understand you in Vancouver serendipitously saw the beginning of this episode. What did you see, Jonathan, and what did you think at first? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, I did see the beginning of the convoy. It was a Sunday morning back at the end of January, and I was quite surprised as I went by it and saw it on the freeway, because it was many kilometers long, a lot longer than I would have expected. I think I expected 30 or 40 trucks. I mean, there were hundreds at that point, and the convoy ended up being thousands of trucks showing up in Ottawa. So I think it was a big surprise for everyone that that something like this would develop in a country like ours, and that B, that they would have the stamina to hold out the way they have for what's going on nearly four weekends here, standing against these mandates, which in Canada there seemed to be universal approval of, at least from the mainstream media and from the politicians. But I think at the ground level, there has been a lot of grumbling and a lot of problems around these mandates, which obviously every jurisdiction in the world has been struggling with.
Let's be specific about you in Vancouver in British Columbia. You're far away from the travail of living on the East Coast of the United States. What are the rules that you can be counting on day to day in Vancouver now about the virus, about social distancing, about vaccines?
Well, some of the restrictions have been loosened here just within the last few days. But for quite some time since the fall, there have been rules around the vaccine passports. So if you are not vaccinated and you do not have a vaccine passport, you can't go into restaurants, bars, arenas, some recreational facilities, gyms, things along these lines. You're still able to go to grocery stores, big box stores, small businesses, these sorts of things. But the interesting thing is that across Canada, this has been a very polarizing issue, because various provinces have various rules around this. So, for instance, in Quebec, they have rules that if you were not vaccinated, then you could not go to anything. You couldn't go to a grocery store. You couldn't go to Costco. So basically, it was pushing quite a sizable chunk of the population out of the mainstream, which I think there was a fear that has been developing amongst that community, for lack of a better way of describing them, that that this might go on for, you know, forever. So I think the groundswell against these restrictions has been growing. But on the trucker side of things, what really precipitated this was when Canada introduced mandatory vaccination for crossing the Canada-US border. And then there was a lot of chatter going on that there were also going to be mandates around vaccination between provinces. So if you had a trucker that was, you know, delivering a load of goods from British Columbia, having to go all the way to Saskatchewan, that then that trucker would have to be vaccinated to cross the border into Alberta and then from Alberta into Saskatchewan. Which there's roughly, you know, the numbers are hard to come by, you know, surely, but it's between 10 and 15% of truckers have not been vaccinated, and basically at this point probably likely will not be. So so I think those are the things that really were the catalyst to push this forward and get us to where we are today. And I'll be quite honest with you, ripping apart the country is probably too strong of a word, but there is a lot of disunity that this protest has brought across the country due to these COVID mandates and the convoy and your perspective on it. And it's been a very, very messy situation.
To generalize about Canada is impossible for me, but out west, where glory lives, is where you are and where many of these truckers appear to have originated out west, driving across Canada. Very romantic, very sentimental. From my point of view, living here in rural Connecticut, is it also celebrated in Canada the way we celebrate the Wild West in America? Is it the same thing, Jonathan?
You know, that's a very interesting question. British Columbia, not so much. But now Alberta, which is obviously our oil-producing province and has a real independent libertarian streak, a Canadian version of libertarianism, I think you would say, there is genuinely that feeling there. And I think a lot, I mean, that's why a few of the organizers were from Alberta. It's kind of the, it is definitely the Wild West and more of a freedom-loving environment there. And so I think that's what spilled over into these protests and really helped push them forward. But I will say there were a lot of truckers, especially from Quebec, because Quebec's across the country, you could argue that Quebec's COVID restrictions were amongst the most draconian in terms of what I mentioned about the stores. And if you'll recall back at the beginning of the year, the premier of Quebec had actually suggested that they would tax those, provide an extra tax on those who were not vaccinated. So, I think there's a perception that this is a very Western protest, but there's no question that there's people from across the country that have been part of this, from the eastern provinces right across the country. And to be quite honest with you, I think that's why in many ways the prime minister and the governing liberals were maybe caught by surprise, because this was so large and so encompassing of the entire country.
It certainly is strange here at the end of a pandemic to have disorder, but I am reminded always of an historical piece I did with The Economist magazine many months ago, probably early in 2021, when we thought the pandemic was lifted. This is before Delta struck. Three things follow a pandemic. One is an economic boom, and we can see that in both your country and mine. Two is risk-taking, life-changing risk-taking, travel to another country. And three is disorder. And I think what you've described to me, Jonathan, is all three are present right now in Canada.
Yes, for sure. They most definitely are. The disorder part is what we're living through right now. But, we'll see how that plays itself out. There are, various problems that are cropping up even just within the last couple of days, with a very, very large, actually an attack on a coastal gas pipeline project, LNG project up in northern British Columbia, that was very violent, ended up with millions of dollars of damage to the pipeline and to the workers and the facilities there, the infrastructure. So I think there's definitely this disorder thing that Canada is going through right now. We'll see politically how this plays itself out. The parties in Ottawa are definitely at each other's throat right now. But I think there is a thirst throughout Canada for a unifying message to now get us through this thing. And I think a lot of the provincial premiers have recognized that, which is why a lot of the mandates and the restrictions are being dropped over the next month or so. And that includes Quebec, Ontario, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. Even here in BC, some of them are dropping. But my guess is by the time we roll around to April, most of the restrictions will be gone, which I think will clean up a lot of that. But in the meantime, yes, we are living through a very unique Canadian form of disorder.
Jonathan Roth is the editor-in-chief of Roth Research Media, rothresearch.com. He's in British Columbia, way to the west of all the upset in Ottawa. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.